listener exclusive.
Hey, it's Matty Ray. Welcome again to the special Griffith Easter Party podcast series exclusively on Listener. And for episode 3, we're going to preview what is the biggest day of the year for Pioneer Park Museum in Griffith, which is Good Friday. We refer to it as Action Day, and we're going to be joined by a very special guest. He's none other than the Pioneer Park Committee Chair, but he's also Griffith City Mayor, Doug Curran. G'day, mate.
G'day, Matty. How are you, mate?
Oh, lovely. Really looking forward to this one and just all the events happening across Griffith Easter Party. This one's probably one of the more unique ones, Action Day at Pioneer Park Museum. Tell me, because you'd be a student of Griffith, how far back does it go?
No, actually, I'm not a student of Griffith. 30 years I've been here. But yeah, it's been going for many years now. I think it really celebrates what Griffith's always been about, from Bagtown through to the 40s, 50s, 70s and 80s. So I'd say it's probably been going for 20 or 30 years, but yeah. I could be out by a decade either way, easily.
Yep. So for all your commitments as Griffith City Mayor and, of course, Chairman of the Pioneer Park Committee, no doubt you've got lots of your time taken up. You're a busy guy, but you choose to give some of your time to this event. You'll be a volunteer on the day. What goes into the preparation and how far out does it start for Action Day?
It starts probably the week after the previous Action Day.
Wow.
We do a review of what worked, what didn't work, what could we have done better, what should we look to include next year. So it's six to 12 months in the planning phase, and then obviously the final 2 to 3 months really kicks in. So following Christmas each year, Jenny O'Donnell and her team up there at the Pioneer Park really get going. There's a lot of volunteers that help with the planning, and then obviously on the day. So Easter's such a special time in Griffith, and this is one of the unique events, exactly as you said, that we do put on.
And like there would be a fair amount of work involved, like to finding out how that those old steam engines work again and the old farm machinery, because, you know, it's 2024. They're a bit out of step, I guess.
They haven't been used for quite a while, obviously.
Yeah, that's
right. But again, a lot of volunteers come and they know exactly how those machines work, and they do it year after year. We've got the train that goes up there. We've got markets. We've got food outlets. So it's there's a lot of new events that we try and bring on, but a lot of those events that have been happening year after year after year rely on the same people. What is nice, though, is that they bring some new people along, because obviously if you've been doing this for 30 or 40 years, maybe you're reaching the end of your volunteering career. We need some people to be able to take that through. So it's about getting involved. I love it. My family and I go up there every year, donate a few hours of our time. They generally put me on the front gate. I don't know if they think that I can talk really well or something like that. Maybe that's it. Cop the criticism before people get in there. But I've seen so many people go up there and have such a good time.
Yeah,
it really is
right.
A great day.
I do recall, I think, you being on the gate there last year.
Yeah, I think I've been on the gate for about 5 years now, and it's great. My wife and daughter come along, and we sit there. We've got all of the knickknacks that they give us worked out, so it's good. Then we go for a bit of a walk inside and enjoy the day. It's just so – and generally, I can say over the last 5 or 6 years, the weather's been great.
Back to, you know, you being on at the front gate, of course, the good thing about this event is that tickets are available on the day. However, there is a better way to – beat the queue.
That's exactly right. If you can get those tickets online, often we get people turn up. We just scan that and you go straight through. If you've got a waiting line, that's fine. We generally have the two lines, but the scan ones go straight through, and then there can be a little bit of a wait on the day. But Griffith's a funny place. They don't like to pre-book too many things, but I think that pre-booking is growing legs. We are seeing more people that are pre-booked, absolutely.
Yeah, www.griffitheasterparty.com.au is where you go to pre-book. Just back to the volunteers thing, obviously, there's specific volunteers you need to get those old farm machineries back and operating for display on this very special day, Doug. But, you know, obviously people come and go and their volunteering life doesn't continue forever.
Exactly.
But is it, you know, relatively easy to get them to come back again for this kind of event?
For those specialised ones, I'd say it is fairly easy. But there's people on the front gates, people that cook food, people that sell the tickets that you go around and buy your food and drinks out there, the volunteers that we need each and every year. Council does donate a lot of our staffing on the day, so council will pay our staff to go up there. That's only because we can't get enough volunteers. So if anyone's got an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours on the day and want to be involved in it, you can still then obviously partake in the Action Day.
Yeah.
But it is a great way to give back to the community. We get a lot of locals turn up, but we get a lot of visitors in Griffith over Easter. On the Friday, there's generally not that much to do, so they are looking for something to do, and we find that Pioneer Park's a really popular place for them to go.
And say somewhere someone is hearing this now and thinking, oh, I've got some time to spare. Like, who do they reach out to, council or the Pioneer Park Museum staff?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Reach out to Jenny O'Donnell up there and her team.
Yep.
There's always volunteers on the front counter, and they'll take your name and give you a set task. We don't make it onerous. It's not like we get you to jump on a lawnmower or do something ridiculous like that. You might just be selling a few things or going around doing a little bit of cleaning up. Events like this don't happen without volunteers.
Yeah, of course.
On Good Friday, if you had to pay the wages, we wouldn't make a cent.
That's right. And a big thank you to all the volunteers, including yourself, for giving your time generously and making such a wondrous event that does bring thousands to our town to go and see it each and every year, making it run as smoothly as it can. And back to that, obviously, you say you prep almost a year in advance for the next one, and you go over, you know, what worked well from the previous one, what things could have been improved. So obviously there are going to be some new things along with the old favourites this time around.
That's exactly right. What things do we embellish, make even better than the time before? Obviously the train's a big hit, especially with the young kids.
Yeah.
We look at the route the train takes, so we want to make sure that people that are on the train have the ability to see what else is in the park. As we said, there's food and beverage sales. The bar's open up there. There's market stalls. It's such a wondrous day. But it also reminds you there's some buildings up there that were made in 1900s.
Wow.
And when they were to be taken down and replaced in town, some very smart people in the 70s decided, well, we can't lose this history. Griffith's only just turned 100 years old in 2016, so we've got to maintain some of that history. They took it up there, and it's a really special place for Griffith.
And the first time that I checked it out a year or so back, that was what kind of blew my mind, was just the whole size, I guess, of Pioneer Park Museum. So if there's a way that we can improve that little train route to go across more of the park so people can see everything and anything, that'd be great.
That's exactly right. You've got the Italian Museum down the bottom. You've got the car exhibition. There's so many things that you can do on the day. And then you've got the market stalls. The kids can run around, run themselves ragged. They'll sleep well that night.
They will.
And then when the Easter Bunny turns up, they'll be still tired, I'm sure. But absolutely a great day, and really encourage people, A, to come along, and B, if you do have an hour or 2 hours to spare, to volunteer. It'd be really helpful.
Okay, you obviously mentioned being on the gate with your family. Hmm. That obviously is something that brings up something special in you, but is there something else about the day that, like a trip down memory lane or just a family-friendly vibe that really gets something in you going as, 30 years in Griffith?
Absolutely. It is that family-friendly vibe.
Yep.
A lot of these buildings were located up there before I got to town. But it's visitors to town. It's people coming back. So people might have grown up here, gone away to uni, gone away for work. They come back at Easter time. They often come up there. You might not have seen something for 12 months. You saw him last year at the Action Day, and you see him again at the Action Day again this year. So it's the vibe of the day, the young kids through to – so the young kids, it's eye-opening, and to the older people that may attend the event, it is a walk down memory lane. So it's just that broad cross-section of things that you can do on the day, and we just try and make sure that everything that it does happen is as fun and engaging as we can get it to be.
I only ask this little last bit because, you know, you being the mayor of the town might know, or at least have a bit of an idea in terms of the local economy. Like, is there a rough figure that Action Day would contribute to the local coffers?
I think it's more the Easter weekend.
Oh, the Easter weekend as a whole, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So on the Saturday, there's obviously a couple of other events that you can go to.
Yeah.
On the Thursday, there's some events you can go to. Sunday's normally the family day. Friday's the day that was just sort of sitting out there. And it's just, I know from a council point of view, it raises about $15,000 for the Pioneer Park. What it raises for our economy, I'm not really sure, because of the weekend activities, it would be just rolled into one. But Easter, along with Springfest, Easter would be our other biggest event for the year. So yeah, we'll have plenty of people in town. There'll be plenty of things on the sidewalk sales. There's festivals, there's all sorts of things, but as we're here for, the Action Day is spot on that Good Friday, and I hope some people come along from 10 till 4 and enjoy the day up there.
That's right. The weekend as a whole is what we're all about in this Griffith Easter Party podcast series. And coming up in episode 4, we're going to take a look at one of the new events, the one that just gets bigger and better every year, Blood, Sweat and Beers. But don't forget Action Day on Good Friday. It's one day only. Steam engines, steam whistle, vintage machinery and cars, blacksmith's fire, sheep shearing, food and market stalls and more. Get your tickets now. And Doug Curran, thank you so much for your
time. No worries at all, mate. Thank you. See you there.
A listener exclusive.